This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of JSU's Department of Biology, a regular guest on my program. He's being interviewed by Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, Lyme disease in Alabama has been in the news. What is Lyme disease?
Lyme disease is a tick-borne bacterial disease that affects humans and pets, and it's named for Lyme, Connecticut. That's where there was an outbreak of arthritis in children in the mid-70s. It's unusual for children to get arthritis, so that caused the state officials to look deeper, and they found this bacteria. And since then, it's been documented throughout the United States, and it's transmitted to humans by ticks. In the South, the primary vectors are the black-legged or deer tick and the Lone Star tick. And these ticks are much smaller than dog ticks or cattle ticks. It's easy to mix them up, but they're much smaller. And the white-tailed deer and white-footed mouse are the main reservoirs for the bacteria. That's where the bacteria can live, and the deer and the mice are immune to the bacteria, so they don't get sick. But if a tick attaches to the deer or the mouse and ingests blood, it's also going to ingest the bacteria. And then when that tick gets onto a human being, it can transmit the disease. And typically they have to be attached for 36 to 48 hours before the bacteria is transmitted to humans. That's why it's important to check yourself right after you come in from being outside so that you can pull the ticks off before they stay on long enough to transmit the disease. And once the bacteria is in the bloodstream, it invades all body tissues and causes a wide array of symptoms. And there's a lot of misconceptions about Lyme disease. One is that there's no Lyme disease in Alabama.
Thank you. This is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.